Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song. This week, Helen Brown has written about Will You Love Me Tomorrow? I'm Anna Metcalf.
Tonight you're mine, completely. You give your love so sweetly.
It was released the same year as the first oral contraceptive pill, and few songs have captured the bittersweetness of a cultural revolution more perfectly than this one. Carole King and Jerry Goffin wrote it for the girl group The Shirelles in 1960. King and Goffin had married hastily in 1958 after King became pregnant, aged 17. Goffin was still working at a chemical company when the music producer Don Kirshner, known as the Man with a Golden Ear, commissioned the ambitious duo to write something for the up-and-coming New Jersey doo-woppers, the Shirelles. The Shirelles were one of the few girl groups to compose their own material, and they needed a follow-up to their minor 1960 hit, Tonight's the Night. That song saw the lead vocalist Shirley Owens torn over a lover's offer to, quote, turn the lights down low and make her feel all aglow. Well, I don't know. You might break my heart. Goffin and King were so excited that they simply continued the narrative. King bashed out the melody in an afternoon, with her infant daughter in a playpen beside the piano. She then dashed out to play Mahjong with a friend. She left a note for her husband near the tape recorder, reading simply, please write. Goffin told King's biographer, I listened to it a few times. Then I put myself in the place of a woman. Yes, it was sort of autobiographical. I thought, what would a girl sing to a guy if they made love that night? In a few simple lines, Goffin nailed the insecurities of a new generation of sexually liberated women. He wrote for a voice that was confident and vulnerable in equal measure. One that sings, so tell me now and I won't ask again, will you still love me tomorrow? The Shirelles originally thought the song sounded, quote, too country for their urban R&B style. But they were won over by the addition of a dramatic string section. The lead singer Shirley Owens' voice struck out deep and direct across the peppy beat of the session drummer Gary Chester and brisk shalalas of her former classmates. The single became the first US number one for a black female group.
And I believe the magic of your side. Will you still love me tomorrow?
Over the next decade, the song was covered by The Four Seasons, Linda Ronstadt, and Roberta Flack. But it was King's own 1971 recording that really moved the song on. Will You Love Me Tomorrow is one of only two old numbers by Goffin and King that appeared on King's best-selling album, Tapestry. She will perform the album live, in its entirety, for the first time in London next month. In King's version, the song was stripped of its youthful uncertainty and delivered from the wearier, wiser lips of a woman who had been burned before. The studio lights were turned down low as fellow singer-songwriters Joni Mitchell and James Taylor sang backing vocals.
But will my heart be broken when the night,
when the night
meets the morning?
The song is now a classic of the female singer-songwriter canon. You can throw a heartbroken howl at it, like Amy Winehouse did. Her recording in 2004 for the soundtrack to the film Bridget Jones' The Edge of Reason was vandalised by cheesy production, including beach bar bongos. Mercifully, it was reproduced by Mark Ronson in 2011.
Tonight, with words unspoken.
can also whisper the song, like Norah Jones did in her version from 2009.
Will you still?
Sob it, with menace, into your piano, as the Swedish indie pop star Licky Lee did. Her version was for the soundtrack of Kimberly Pierce's remake of the horror film Carrie in 2013.
I have to know that you
It had been covered by men before, but Brian Ferry gave the song its most searching gender flip in 1993. His melancholy sighs float over lonesome splashes of synth, an echoing guitar, and ghostly atmospherics.
Tonight, the light of love is in your eyes. Will you love me?
Then, in 2010, scientists at Bar-Ilan University in Israel claimed to have developed the first male contraceptive pill. And Kanye West lamented a world in which women could now use men as they had once been used, on the track Devil in a New Dress. His rap was set against a seductive Smokey Robinson sample from 1973. And what was Smokey singing? Will You Love Me Tomorrow?
I love it though, I love it though, you know? Put your hands to the constellations. The way you look should be a sin, you my sensation.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.